Welcome to Live at 5, the show with no name. Here's your host, Terry, Pastor Craig, and Nate.
Good afternoon. It's drive time, and we're happy to be here with you. Nate Redmond here, along with Terry Tackett. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
And Pastor Craig.
Hello.
And it's good to be here with you once again on a Wednesday afternoon.
But not just any Wednesday, Nate.
Not just any Wednesday. No.
What is this Wednesday?
It's the second Wednesday in March.
There was somebody born on this day.
1787, Andrew Jackson.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
Andrew
Happy
Jackson.
Birthday to Andrew Jackson today.
March 9th, 1985. I was born at Marion General Hospital. Yeah, right here in town. I think in my mom collected a pretty good different things from my baby book. She put together a baby book, and I think she still has the little tiny little bracelet that they put on you, you know, when you were born back then. So
I got to tell you something about those baby books. My parents did that. I have an older sister. And my parents did that with her. And, you know, they got the baby book and, you know, had her first pair of shoes and they got her handprint in there. And they like, every week they wrote something in there and, you know, they had it going real good. Then I was born, the second one, and they started a baby book for me. And it has about 1/5 of the things in it that my sister's book has. I think it loses some of the novelty, you know, when you start having more kids.
Well, you're exactly right. My older sister, it's the same way. Thousands and thousands of pictures of her. Me in the middle?
Nothing.
Maybe 10?
Aww.
My younger sister? Forget it.
Nothing, huh? Yeah, that's just the way it goes. Yeah.
The luck of the draw, they say.
I have to admit, my mom was pretty fair with all three of us. She loves to take pictures, though, even still. My dad's birthday is March 7th,
okay.
So we just celebrated a big 62 for him.
62.
Yeah, and so she loves to take pictures at different parties and any occasion. I mean, even we'll come over for dinner. Oh, I gotta get a picture. She's got lots of pictures on her cell phone. It's a good thing she has lots of space for sure.
Yeah. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, are you sure you guys that your mother didn't love your sisters more than you?
Oh, there's no doubt she did.
Reason why
there's no
their
no,
book was put together more?
She told me a million times when I was growing up she did. I knew she did.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to make a joke.
I mean, I don't know if she was kidding or not, but she told me numerous times. I asked her if I was adopted, maybe. I didn't know if I...
I never asked that question because I didn't
probably
want
the mailman.
Right, yeah, I was going to say, maybe she had an affair with the milkman or something. And
yeah. Okay, well, happy birthday, Nate.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Could be.
You were talking about pictures that, you know, your mom taking pictures and everything. I'm a little bit older than you. Okay, I'm 63. So, you know, when I was a kid back in the early 60s, I was born in 59, and then, you know, a young kid in the early 60s. That was back in the day when, you know, you had cameras with flash bulbs and you had to take the film in to get it developed. And, of course, my dad took slides.
You had to sit still.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody has to sit still. Took slides. So all our early pictures are on slides.
Oh, okay.
And so we used to when we were growing up, on like a couple times a year, you know, you'd sit down with a bowl of popcorn on a Friday night and you'd have a slideshow.
Okay.
And you look at all the slides and, you know, your baby pictures and your vacation to Florida and your vacation to Hawaii that only your parents went on and they didn't take you.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that.
Now, see, we had something similar, though, but only a couple times a year because my aunt and uncle came in from New Jersey. So a couple times a year, they get the albums out, and they go, oh, who's this? And it was people in their family, and they...
Now, my aunt and uncle, they live down in southern Ohio, And when my uncle was living, they always liked to have, they had the old camcorders, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'd have the old VHS tapes, you know. Hey, you want to see this? And they'd pop it in, you know. But everywhere they went, they'd have their camcorder, you know, and they'd be filming away. Hey, there's ways to make memories, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Of course, now everybody's got a cell phone, you know. And
exactly.
So you just pop on the video and basically
away you go.
Away you go. So how was you guys' weekend? Anything in particular?
Busy, just work, busy, yeah.
Yeah, I bet it was. Busy. Yeah. Seemed like there's a lot of people out this weekend.
Oh, man, tons.
I guess people getting their tax returns, maybe?
That's what I would guess, yeah.
Yeah, because even today, coming down 95, boy, there was just, it was almost a parking lot out there. Route 95 was busy today. I'm telling you what, just encountered a lot of traffic today. Which is good. Hopefully they have their dial set right here to 107.1 FM.
I think everyone's just getting that urge. They're ready for this weather to fully change, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're kind of on the cusp of, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, they're ready for a spring fling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How about yourself, Pastor Craig?
It was, well, the weather was nice this weekend. And the only thing I did of note this weekend is I did stop by the Children's Museum.
Yeah.
In Marion, all
right.
Because, you know, they have that cardinal there.
Yeah.
That's called Patch. And it's painted with, like, a bunch of patches. Like, you know, if you'd make a jacket or something out of just patches of clothing, that's what it looked like. You know, all different colors and different styles. But I got talking to the woman that runs the Children's Museum there and talked to her for quite a while, and she let me go all through the Children's Museum and take pictures. So I went through the museum and I took about 20 pictures, but I forgot to get a picture of the cardinal. So I don't have a picture to give Nate to post on his website there, but I will get one for you.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about the Children's Museum for a minute because I really feel like it's probably one of the big secrets in Marion. I don't really know how many people in Marion are even aware of the Children's Museum. Where it is it's on...
is it South Main?
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Pause there for a minute. It's on South Main, and it's in the old Carnegie Library.
Hmm.
Now, that building, when the library moved out, that building was taken over by the church next door. And the only thing the church was using it for was for an office. And they had this big building, and all they did was have their office in there. And they were about at the point where they were going to close it. And so the woman who's doing the Children's Museum, she was able to work out a deal with the church. And the Children's Museum opened in 2019, which was good and bad because then in 2020 COVID came, and so they couldn't operate for a while. So it's back open now, and I highly recommend it.
Was there a charge? What was the
charge? Yeah, the charge is $5.
That's not bad.
$5 a person. Now it's only open on Fridays and Saturdays right now. Now she said that maybe in the summer they'll expand the hours, but they rely on all volunteers to work there, so that's dependent on them getting volunteers. But it's open Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4, and it's really kind of neat. It's all interactive. They have one room that's like the nature room, I think is what it's called, the woodland room. And, you know, they've got like a tent set up, and there's like a log cabin playhouse set up.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of things that you can do hands-on. Like, they've got maps on the wall showing stations, and they've got all things you can play in.
Yeah.
And let's see. They've got another room that is, it's got, well, let's see. They've got so many things here, actually. They've got a big racetrack that you can race cars down.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And they got a train you can play in, and they've got things on the floor, and they got things on tables, and they got a farmer's market. You know, you got all the little fruits and vegetables that are plastic you can play with and stuff like that. Okay. And they got farm animals, and they got a barn you can play in.
Cool.
And so, and then there's some things on the wall, but it's all kind of interactive, you know, hands-on type of stuff. Now, it's geared for, I don't know exactly what they say it's geared for, but it's geared for, like, you know, 5 to 12 or maybe, you know, 3 to 12. They've got rooms there that you can have private birthday parties.
Oh, great.
So it's really, it was really kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
Really kind of a neat thing.
Sounds like it. Right here in Marion, Ohio.
Yep. So Children's Museum, open Fridays and Saturdays, $5 a person. And, you know,
did they give the hours by chance? I mean,
just 10 to 4.
Oh, 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
And, you know, I was thinking it would be great for families that if you want to get your kids off their electronic devices and out of the house, it would be an excellent place to go.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Well, I just wonder, too, like, before the end of the year, would it be a nice place maybe for some schools to go and
have a field trip?
Yeah, maybe take good some old students fashioned or something. Field
trip. I would imagine that they probably do things like that.
That's good,
You know what it reminds me of is different sections of the old COSI down in Columbus. Mm-hmm, they used to have a lot of hands-on activities there.
Yeah.
And that's nice to have it right here in Marion, Ohio.
Yep. Yeah.
Great.
So it's right here.
Right here. Right downtown.
Yep. So I checked that out this weekend.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, the wife and I, we headed north to Findlay. And we, I think I told you last week about putting different names in a hat and picking one out.
And the winner was?
The winner was the Findlay Brewing Company.
Okay.
And so we headed up to Findlay, and they have just a really cool restaurant up there. And it was all decorated for St. Patrick's Day. And you just go in, and they basically let you sit wherever you want. And then they bring their menu over. Now, it's not a humongous menu, but there's a lot of different things to choose from. Lots of burgers, chicken sandwiches, and then like loaded tater tots, and things you would expect from like a sports bar. And then, of course, they have a lot of different kinds of beer, being the Findlay Brewing Company. So lots of beer to choose from up there, should you wish to do that.
Was there a lot of people indulging in the
there
beer
was.
When you were up there?
There was. Everybody was having a good old time.
Is it split donate? Like, do they have a bar section in an actual, like, dining area?
Well, everything's pretty close together, but they do have a bar, should you choose to sit up there.
Okay.
Yep, and they have a friendly waitress running the bar and doing her thing up there. But everybody's just running around taking
good
care
service
of everybody.
And everything?
Great service. Everybody was wonderful. I did not catch our waitress's name, unfortunately, but she was just very nice, very kind, upbeat, and
your French
ready.
French fries good?
French fries had a special butter topping that they would put over top and then bake them in. And I know, Terry, that you like your French fries.
Yes.
That's one thing that you kind of
like
look for.
Good French fries.
Good French fries.
Yeah.
So their French fries, highly recommended. Now, I can't really compare them to anything because they were just so unusual.
Okay.
But they were not spicy.
That butter thing, I mean, did it actually have the taste of butter, or was it just a coating?
It was just a coating, and then they had salt, but not over, it wasn't over salted.
I don't like a lot of,
it wasn't over salted. You know, like some places you go, and it's like, man, these fries have way too much salt on them.
Yeah, well, because that buttery seasoning's kind of got me a little intrigued
The special butter seasoning was great, and they just did it just enough to make it really good.
Okay.
And so we got
Big pickle spear.
The big pickle spear right through the center of the barbecue pulled pork sandwich, which is what I got, and the big old pickle spear on top, and they put coleslaw on the sandwich, which I like.
Do they make it right there?
That's the way you're supposed to serve barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, it was good.
That homemade slaw?
They didn't say, but I think so. It sure tasted like it. It had a unique taste, and it was good. It was. I like KFC's coleslaw, but it was. I mean, this was a total different department. I mean, it was really, really good.
If you go down in the South, down through the South, seriously, that's how they serve barbecue sandwiches, is with the coleslaw on the sandwich.
Okay.
That's the way they do it in the South.
Yeah. Well, this one's served that way, and I highly recommend it. And then the pulled pork, they didn't say a lot about it on the menu exactly how they make it or anything like that, but the sauce was great.
I was getting ready to say, wonderful. Is it their own sauce? Or?
Seemed to be their own sauce, okay. And it was not spicy. It was not too sweet. It was just an original sauce done just perfectly. Okay. And then my wife Amber got the chicken salad, like a chicken, almost like a chicken finger salad. It had nice pieces of chunk chicken in it, and the chicken was really good. And all kinds of different things in the salad. And we were really impressed. Good. Findlay Brewing Company. It's worth a trip up there. And then when you're done, I highly recommend checking out the Black Heritage Library and Multicultural Center. That's a mouthful, but it was really neat. And a very friendly fellow up there, and got to talking with him. And the vision of the Black Heritage Library and Multicultural Center is to promote hope, harmony, and unity among people of different race, ethnic backgrounds, and cultural heritage.
Okay.
And what they have is artifacts from all different countries. They've traveled around and collected things. So you might see a nativity set from Peru.
Okay.
They have on display, or a picture that they've gotten from Ghana, or you know, different places from Africa.
Okay.
You know, it's the center serves to culturally enrich and improve lives in Ohio's communities, and this is accomplished by the library's programs and outreach services to schools. And they also just recently unveiled the Smithsonian's internationally acclaimed exhibit, featuring the accomplished Red Tails, World War II's Tuskegee Airmen. And so they have, on the walls, they have panels that actually came from the Smithsonian. And so you can read all about it, all about the Tuskegee Airmen all around. And they have a special library and a special section dedicated just to that. Really interesting museum. We really liked it. And it's just, you know, if you want to leave a donation, you can. If not, you know, it's just free to go. They just want people to come and just experience what they have.
Learn about the history.
Yeah, learn about Black heritage and just enjoy yourself while you're there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's you can go to the Findlay Brewing Company and then go over and check that out. Yeah.
Was that kind of in the same vicinity, or I mean, was it a little bit of a?
It was say maybe 10 minutes away.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
Just punch it into the old GPS and away you go.
You go.
Yeah, it was kind of in a residential section, but it was a nice little facility that they had there. So that was pretty cool. So
sounds good.
Yeah. So that was one thing that we did. The other thing we did is with the Franklin Park Conservatory and Botanical Gardens.
Now, wait a minute. That's not in Findlay.
No. That was the next day.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah.
We came home. We came home and... and
kind of left out some details.
Left some details, yes. We came home, slept, woke up, and then did that.
Okay, so the next day.
You see the sunflowers.
Let's see. I didn't see any sunflowers down there. Yeah. But they had the butterfly house back open, and I had heard that it was shut down for a while.
Okay.
But it was back open.
They had it closed during COVID because they just couldn't get the butterflies to get their masks on. You know, they couldn't get the...
It was hard for them with their wings to put those loops around
and
there.
And they just wouldn't fly.
Yeah, they wouldn't fly. They kept nosediving.
But it's back open now, and they were flying around. Not a whole lot of them, but I did get some pictures of them. And if you care to go look, like I said, RadioNate.us, and then scroll down to you see As Heard on the Show, and you can see pictures of that I got. I got two really good pictures of the butterflies, beautiful butterflies, yellow and just purple and just different color butterflies flying around. And it was a lot of fun going there. Yeah, so I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Franklin Park Conservatory or not.
I have, and I've been there, and I don't know how many years they've been doing that butterfly exhibit, but I know that when I went years ago was the second year that they had that butterfly exhibit. Because we were surprised, you know, we thought maybe it was like a one-time thing. So when they had it the second year, we thought, oh, well, let's go see it. So, yeah, I have seen it.
Okay.
And they seem to be doing that like every year.
Yeah. That was really, really cool. And we enjoyed ourselves. And but they have different rooms and all indoors, you know. And so you'll be going through one section. It'll be kind of cooled off, you know. And there'll be moss and water and trees and just different things. And you just snake your way through on these paths. Then you'll go and there'll be a warmer climate, okay. You know, and flowers and different things, and
but you can't
really
take
cool.
a net though, like you tried to, Nate, to try to catch the butterfly.
You can't take a net to catch the butterflies, and they had fish, and I got my fishing pole out, and they asked me to leave. You know,
because Nate thought there was a fish fry. So
I thought there was a fish fry. You know, I was going to have a fish sandwich, and so you know, they asked me to leave, and I didn't understand why. I said, I'll just bring a free fish in here.
That's
but
right.
Catch your own lunch.
That's right.
Catch my own lunch. Now, I don't know what kind of fish they were, but they're kind of cool to see.
Were they good size?
Oh, yeah, they were good size. Yeah. They were, I don't know. What is that? About 12 inches?
Were they, I mean,
if it's, like, if it's the one that got away, that was like 3 foot.
Yeah, about 3 foot, yeah.
What were they from, like, different areas, or, I mean...
You know, they had a plaque there, but there were so many people crowded around that I didn't get to read it. I was waiting my turn, you know, and then I kind of got tired of waiting, so and then I left. Because they were jam-packed because it was free day for Franklin County.
Yeah. What do they normally charge?
It's kind of pricey, I thought. I $22 a person. Yeah, $22 a person. Yeah, so, you know, I think that's probably close to what the zoo charges, so you can go through the whole zoo for that, you know. And we went through it. We were probably done with that part in an hour, I would say.
Okay.
You know. But it was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed ourselves and got some neat pictures, and we'll probably go back when I turn 50. No.
When they have a free day.
Hey, don't say it. So you're saying a senior citizen's day.
Yeah. When it's free.
Yeah.
When I move to Franklin County, and it's
there
free.
You go. Yeah.
So anyhow, you know, pretty good weekend there.
Yeah.
But, well, you are in tune to Live at 5, the show with no name. Nate Redmond here, Terry Tackett, along with Pastor Craig, and having a good time together chatting with you. And, you know, a few weeks back, we went down to BD's Mongolian Barbecue.
Okay.
And ate there. Have you been there?
I think it was that one or that. What's the other one? P.F. Chang's or something.
Okay, where you load up your own food and then they fry it for you. Okay, that was cool. Well, there is a lady there, and for some reason, they just couldn't, because of COVID and stuff, you can't just stand around and wait on your food to be fried. You got to give it to them, and then they bring it to you.
Okay.
So, well, they kept bringing her the wrong thing.
Oh, jeez.
No, I ordered the squid.
And she's like, she kept saying, that's not my bowl, that's not my bowl. Well, then she started really flipping out.
Oh,
I mean, flipping out. She said, I want... my husband's food for free. I want my food for free. I want our appetizer for free. And, of course, the waitress is like, well, ma'am, you've already ate your appetizer. Your husband's already eaten one bowl, and he's starting on the second one. You know, it's we really can't do that. I can give you yours for free because you haven't eaten it, obviously. But, you know, we have to charge you for the food you ate. And, oh, she was flipping out. So my question is there ever, you know... Is it ever okay to to flip out when somebody just can't get it right, and how far do you go to flip out? You know, what do you do? How far do you take it?
I think you got to still maintain your integrity. I mean, you got to realize people are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know I'm saying this from working in this industry. I've seen people come in and go berserk for the dumbest things. When if they would just relax, it'll be taken care of.
Yeah.
But immediately, an incident the other day where a gentleman was renting a Penske truck. And he was all done with the transaction, but he had one more question about the gas or something. And he leaned forward to ask a question. And a lady who was waiting, you know, it was her turn next, you know, granted. But she was waiting there. She wouldn't let him ask this one last question. She got right in the guy's face and just, I thought, it's going to take him 20 seconds to ask this question. And, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which... it's not really kind of what you're talking about, but it kind of is. I mean, I don't know. But I've seen that in restaurants before in things where people have...
Now, when they get it wrong, now, do you guys send it back?
Or send it back, but you know, you're very nice. You say, hey, this isn't right, or I think I got the wrong food, or whatever.
Now, if they get it wrong again...
Now my temperature's up a 5 degrees, but I'm still going to be nice, but I'm going to be maybe a little more firmer when I say it.
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah, this is still wrong.
Uh-huh.
And if they have a problem getting it right again, I'm probably just going to get up and walk out.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if they get it wrong, gosh, give them a second chance.
Yeah.
If they then get it wrong... okay, this is, you know, you've messed it up twice. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you can make it right. And if they can't make it right, then, yeah, I'll probably just get up and leave. And you know, I'm not even going to care about how much I paid them, you know. I'm not going to ask for my money back. I'm just going to get up and leave.
But okay. How many times?
It takes a lot to get me fired up.
Okay.
So I would just as soon leave the situation and not... embarrass myself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But on that same line, too, how many times have you seen people that just do that purposely? Just to either try to get a free meal or something.
Oh, find something wrong on purpose?
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm not saying that people do that all the time, but I mean, I have seen situations to where, to me, it didn't look like anything was wrong. It just looked to me like the people were out for something free. A free lunch, so to speak.
They
know.
Took their own fly and stuck it in the
something.
Salad.
Just
that's why Terry always has a dead mouse in his jacket pocket.
I've been in restaurants before where I've seen people do that, you know, and I've also experienced situations to where people, like you're talking about, people that just they couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
And the downfall is that one situation, I was promised all kinds of stuff. I'll just call the general manager Monday. So I called the general manager Monday. Nothing ever came. I'm leaving for Chicago. I'll make sure I leave all these gift cards and everything. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
What's your thoughts, Nate?
Well, you know, I always, you know, it does take a lot for me to get fired up, too. But, you know, probably after the second or third time, I'm with you. I'm going to get up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll be tempted to, if I had a soda sitting there, I'll be tempted to just leave my Diet Coke there on the table and not pay for it and take off.
Yeah.
Or maybe just leave a couple bucks on the table and go ahead and take off. Or if I do decide to stick around...
You're going to let somebody know, though, right?
I'll let somebody know, and then I'll be tempted to reflect it in the tip, but the problem with reflecting it in the tip is sometimes it might be the waitress's fault, but sometimes it might be the kitchen's fault.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't know.
Right.
If the kitchen's back there and they got somebody new back there and they just don't know what they're doing, or maybe they have somebody back there that just doesn't care what they're doing. But, you know, I always try to tip, you know, 20% when I go, and always, try to be friendly and nice. And now I've had a few times when the waiter or waitress is just rude to begin with.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all the way across the board. I don't know if they're just having a bad day. And typically, that's not at a mom-and-pop restaurant.
Mm. You're 1,000% right. I had that at Red Robin.
Did you?
Don't say the name.
I had that. I went there. I wanted to try it just because of the endless fries.
Yeah.
So I went there, and Nate, Pastor Craig, I swear, this lady never got off her cell phone the entire time. She would talk to you and literally text. It was incredible. So I asked the manager afterwards. I said, she's every person she's helped, she's not really looked at them. She's been on her cell phone. And the guy just said, well, what do you want me to do?
You know what about that company that is unusual is they put everything in on the cell phone.
Yeah.
They do that.
Well, I could see if she was on that app, but I could see her phone. She wasn't on that app.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She was literally texting.
But she got to make eye contact.
What? So when the waitress takes your order, she enters it on an app?
Yeah, she enters it in on like a...
Yeah, there's like a...
Yep, on like a cell phone. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Obviously, I haven't been there.
Well, and that's what I thought, too, is that it was just bizarre to me. I mean,
yeah. You gotta. I've never been a waiter, or you know, but and obviously I've never been a waitress. But
then there was a couple behind me. There was a couple behind me that was ordering, who was dealing with another waitress, and she intervened in that, and really had no business. I mean, it wasn't her customer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't know. It was
Was she trying to smooth it over, or was she?
No, she. I mean. I don't know what these people were asking, but they had it was a mother and father, and they had a young child with them, and
yeah.
I don't know if they were taking something to go or something, and you know, and they wanted a box, man, I don't know, something, and next thing you know, she's yelling out over time, you know, and you can't do that, you know, I don't know what it was,
telling them the rules,
yeah, and I just thought you're not even that's not your side, I mean,
yeah. And then when you go to a retail store and you go up to the cashier, and the cashier never says a word to you the whole transaction.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, because I was in retail for 12 years with Walmart, and I was a customer service manager. But I was a customer service manager, and I also had the cashier a lot when the line started backing up. And I mean... You know, you look that customer in the face and you say, you greet them.
Thank them.
And if they seem like they want to carry on a conversation with you, you carry on a conversation with them through the transaction while you're working. And the other thing is that I was a stickler for, you load their bags in the cart for them. I don't care the age. I don't care if they're young or old, especially on those carousel things, you know, because how many people leave stuff behind on those carousel things?
Right.
It's easy to do. You load those up, and then you give it a spin and make sure that you don't miss a bag. That's how you treat a customer, and that's the way that I always did it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I worked at the Little Delaware Walmart, which you are familiar with that, Terry, and maybe you too, Pastor Craig.
Yeah.
And ours was consistently rated near the top as far as customer service goes on the little Gallup polls that they would do for us. And I would tell all of our cashiers, spin the bags around. Make sure that the customer does not leave a bag behind. Because how irritating is that to get home and you don't have half your stuff?
Yep. Exactly.
Well, then, in that situation, you go back, and it's like, do they really believe me?
Yeah.
You know, when you say you didn't get everything, but, you know, maybe you can't find the receipt, or maybe the receipt was in that bag you didn't get.
Yeah,
you know,
the receipt could have been in the bag.
Bag you didn't get, yeah.
Right.
So.
And they look at you and they're like, right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, just something to think about. But
food for thought.
Food for thought from your friends here at WWGH. Hey, let's take a moment to give our email addresses out, because I've received some emails this week, and so has Pastor Craig received email this week as well. Terry, your email address?
Terry Tech at 48 pastorcraig@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig, there's a couple of ways to get a hold of you.
You can go to my website, which is studyhiswordradio.org, or you can email me at studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
Nate? Mine is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Send us something if you think, hey, you'd like to hear something shared on the show. Send us that. We'll consider it. You know, anything you'd like to share, tell us how much you love the show or even how much you hate it. We'll consider that too. But anyways.
Well, what I'm looking forward to is once we get past all this cold weather, I don't know about you guys. I enjoy yard sales.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I love yard sales.
I'm ready for some yard sales.
Now, have you ever, and I'm going to forget the route now.
What's the name of the route?
Route 30.
Uh-huh. Okay. There's Route 30.
Which is the Lincoln Highway.
Which is the Lincoln Highway up north.
Oh, is that the world's largest? Or
and then there's Route 40.
Oh, is there Route 40?
Which is south.
Okay.
I think that world largest one is something north and south.
It stretches from...
From like Ohio all the way down to Alabama or something like that. Yeah, okay. There's one of those. Big,
it's like a big continual. Yes, yeah, okay. All right.
That one runs the eastern part of the state or the western part of the state? The one that runs through Alabama and that.
It starts I want to say I think it starts on Route 23. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Could be.
It maybe starts in Cincinnati.
That's what I was thinking.
If it's not the Route 23, maybe it starts in Cincinnati. But I know it runs from Ohio all the way down through the South.
Because they talked to somebody once in Missouri or something. Yeah. Like it was through Missouri and...
Now, what do you guys look for when you go there? What's the first thing? You have something that you always look for?
I'm always looking for books, and I have certain kinds of books that I'm looking for, but I'm always looking for older books.
Yeah.
There's a sale that goes from Addison, Michigan to Gadsden, Alabama, covers a total of 690 miles. It's called 127 yard sale because much of the route follows Highway 127.
Okay, that's the one. Okay,
that's the big one.
I remember.
That's the big one.
I heard about.
Yeah. Amber.
I've never checked that one out, but that's the one I've always heard about. Now, I've checked out the Route 30, which is the old Lincoln Highway, which most of it is on the old Route 30.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, we went there every year for about eight or 9 years.
Okay.
And I'm usually looking for books.
Okay.
But my wife, she's looking for just anything.
Yeah. I'm always looking for DVDs.
I like just little trinkets. I mean, I don't know. Just,
Like jewelry even?
Well, not necessarily that, but I mean just, I don't know, sports really. I mean, I went one time and I bought a bunch of sports cards. And I mean, just little things like that. Sometimes clothes. I mean, it just depends, you know.
Just depends on the sale.
On what they have, yeah.
Now, what makes you go to a sale versus drive by? You know, you'll drive by a sale and go, I'm going to skip this one.
Well,
versus I'm going to stop at this one.
I think the number one reason was you have to see what neighborhood they're in.
Okay.
For me. It shouldn't be, and it doesn't hold true all the time.
Do you make a habit of driving through bad neighborhoods?
No, but it's just if you stumble upon...
scared to get out of his car.
Yeah, maybe a place that you're not familiar with. And
he goes, okay, bars on the doors.
That's a good indication that you Terry, maybe don't want to go.
Terry says, I'm not getting out
that's
of the car.
Right, when you see, maybe you go up to the yard sale and you see four or five sheriff's cars that are at the same house, but they're not buying anything. That might be an indication of...
Now, for me, of course, is, you know, I drive by if there's baby clothes because we don't have any kids.
Right.
So, if it's baby clothes, I'm cruising.
Right.
But if there's all kinds of stuff, I have something in the car that I was going to bring in, and it's one of those glass railroad conductors that used to sit on top of the electric lines.
Okay.
I don't know if you can picture what I'm talking about. I'll bring it in one of these days.
Okay.
Actually, it's not in this car. It's in the car that's in the shop.
Okay.
Because the car finally wound up in the shop.
Okay.
But anyhow, anyways, but it's this one is like a greenish color. And it actually fell out. My mom and dad live right by the railroad tracks, and it actually fell from one of those electric poles.
Okay.
And they go online for like $25 now.
Hmm. But, you know, along the lines of what Pastor Craig was saying, one thing I do like, too, is I like to, sometimes I've ran into this a couple times. I like the old Sports Illustrateds.
Oh, okay.
So I go sometimes, and I've got probably 10 or 15 at home that I
collect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once in a great while, I'll see, you know, like an old Sporting News or Sports Illustrated or something like that. Or
there's a couple down on Route 40, a couple of churches that let people set up in their lots, so you can hit one booth after the other.
Wow.
Now that's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's also a church down there that has really good shredded chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
But we keep talking about food. So we're talking about yard sales now. So we'll
talk about food, though. I went to an Amish auction.
Oh, yeah?
Homemade chicken and noodles. Oh, my.
Now, what do they sell at an Amish auction? Like other stuff?
Nope. It's a vegetable auction.
Oh, okay.
They have it every Tuesday.
Oh, okay. In summer?
Yeah, it's over there.
Well,
it's over there by Pfeiffer Station.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a big barn, but they've converted it into like an auction house.
Okay.
And they bring in fresh vegetables, corn, and your Kroger's there a lot of times buying like sweet corn and stuff. But for let's say hypothetically you get it for $4, you're not just getting maybe four, you're getting a bag full for.
Oh, okay.
So they're,
yeah.
I mean, they have them in burlap sacks. There's people, you know, 25, 30, they're getting 50 ears of corn, you know, in this burlap bag.
Yeah. Now, when I was in Upper Sandusky Radio, we decided to be a part of the Route 30 yard sales because our studios was right along the old 30.
Gotcha.
And so it was up to me to get it all set up and everything because we were going to do it to raise money for the radio station.
Sure, sure.
So we did. We said, okay, we put a little announcement out on the air and told people to bring in their stuff.
No.
Oh, we got stuff. We got stuff. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the stuff we got. And then we decided to price it all.
No.
Oh, you talk about a job. So then we had to put it all out, and we had people. Fortunately, we had a lot of listeners that were farmers, and so they brought in their big old wagons so we could set the stuff up on the wagons.
No.
Never again.
Yeah.
I decided never again will I do anything like that because, you talk about.
Which do you prefer, yard sale or auction?
Yards.
Yard sale for
me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just go in there.
Well, auctions, you're bidding against everybody.
Against,
I mean, you know.
And yard sales, you can talk them down and price. They'll, like my niece one time wanted this big old Cinderella castle or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good size. And I think the lady wanted $15. And we said, well, how about 10, you know? And she took it. And we felt we got a halfway decent deal on that.
Mm-hmm.
And other times, you know, you just ask somebody to take less. If they do, fine. If not, you just pass. It's no big deal.
Yeah, that's right.
And I found on yard sales, people are usually pretty cordial, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be in a halfway decent mood when they're out there yard selling. So I really can't think of any bad experiences I've had on yard selling.
Right.
So yard sale season will be here before we know it.
And we announce those on here.
We do. If you care to send them in, 523 South Prospect Street,
we'll
send them to Swap Shop.
Yeah.
And we'll put that on the air for you. Mr. Glenn Coble will put that on the air for you from 12:15 to 1 o'clock every Thursday. He does Swap Shop. So send in your yard sales during yard sale season or call in. Say, hey, I'm having a yard sale today, whatever.
Yeah.
We had a yard sale at my mom's house last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we always are happy if we make $100 in a day.
Yeah.
Because we only open from like 10 to 4, say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if we make $100, we're happy.
Yeah.
And we made $100, so we were happy, you know. When she lives not on a major road. She lives off of 23,
okay.
But on Norton Road.
Okay.
But it's not a main drag.
Right.
So we were happy with what we got, you know. Yeah. So it's a good way to make a little bit of money and get rid of stuff.
Yes,
that's the main thing. I need to get rid of stuff. I still got stuff on my back porch. Well, guys, it's about time to go.
Yeah.
Already.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having this much fun.
That's right.
Driving people home in style here on Drive Time on Live at 5, the show with no name. We're here every Wednesday from 5:15 until 6 o'clock right here on your radio dial on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. I'm Nate Redmond. He's Terry Tackett.
Hello.
And Pastor Craig.
Good night.
And Pastor Craig, we can catch you when?
Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. Well, 11:10.
11:10 until 12. What you talking about this week?
This week is...
That's a trick question.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. I couldn't think of what a gift was earlier, so it's okay.
I think I'm doing part three on angels. Yes, I'm doing part three on our study of angels.
Okay, great.
What was in that water he had?
Yeah, something must have been in that dessert today. I think so. Okay, well, join us next time right here on Live at 5.
The show with no name.
In this series. I want to say